So, what's the plan? Nessa says, bouncing her leg impatiently. She and Connor are still in Sonny's cousin's house, waiting for Sonny to return from wherever the Silver Quicken portal took him.
I don't know, Connor replies.
He's perched on the edge of the living room sofa, staring out the window into the desert night.
I don't know where Sonny is, or how long he'll be there, or anything.
Nessa frowns. What if he's trapped somewhere, she asks, like we're trapped in here? What if he doesn't come back in time, or at all? What if... She sighs, wishing she'd gone into the portal instead of Sonny. She can't bring herself to believe that Sonny will pull this off.
Why don't we explore a little bit? Connor suggests.
Maybe we'll find something helpful. At least it'll take our minds off things. They step outside into the chilly desert night. Nessa shivers and looks up at the stars. It feels like Sonny may well be in outer space, she says.
Hey, check this out,
Connor calls. He's already wandered off into the front yard, which is studded with cacti. Nessa hurries over, watching her step in the dim light. Connor's pointing at a strange cat-like animal curled up on the gravel driveway. It blinks its eyes open, and Nessa sees it has the face of a human but the body of a fluffy cat with wings.
It's odd, but also absolutely adorable!
Is that? She whispers. Connor nods. A miniature sphinx, he says.
It's so cute! Nessa squeals. I'm not cute! The sphinx growls, glaring at Nessa. I am the fearsome sphinx, the legendary guardian of this portal.
You mean the garage? Nessa asks, looking up the driveway past the sphinx. The sphinx ignores her.
Answer my riddle and you may pass, the sphinx says. Guess at your own peril.
Connor looks at Nessa. Should we try it? He asks. Nessa feels hope bubble up inside her. Maybe the Silver Quicken portal will lead nowhere, but this opportunity seems promising, and she's great at riddles.
Tell us your riddle, she says.
Stop. Open puzzle packet number 3. Proceed after solving the puzzle.